Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast to pass your day away. I hope you enjoy this one because I want to talk about the union hijacked, perhaps more specifically. As always, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for the sponsorship of this podcast. I appreciate that so much. And I appreciate everyone who buys me a coffee as a means of trying to keep this thing going as well. So thank you to everybody concerned. So have you seen the union flag that Team GB will be using to represent them at the Paris Olympics this summer? Have you seen it? Well, let's put it like this. You remember the other week there was a whole furore concerning the way in which St. George's flag on the back of the England football kit was essentially being turned into something that looked very close to some kind of LGBT plus parody, right? Have a look at Team GB's flag for the union for the Summer Olympics. And what it is, what they've done is they've taken the union flag and they've kind of warped it. There's little white left in it. They've put all these kind of surreal shapes in it. And yes, you can just about make out the mix of crosses within it, but it's pretty much unrecognizable. Yeah. So essentially the red, white and blue is gone. No more red, white and blue. And we've now got this funky, psychedelic, not very obviously recognizable. It's just squiggle, really. It's squiggle. But here's the thing. You know, and obviously there'll be a big outcry on this, mark my words. But the wokists will still carry on and they'll still push it. And that's because we're living at a time when all the big fashion manufacturers, all the big entities themselves, they want to destroy our national identity. The fact that Team GB, which is actually Team GB and NI to be precise, is represented by the very visible, historical, immediately recognizable union flag. They hate that. They absolutely hate that. Now, if it was a transgender flag in those colors, that would be good. Or maybe a rainbow flag in that design, that would be better. But they don't like the red, white, and blue because they hate what that stands for. They hate this historical significance. They hate the unifying aspect of that, actually. You know, I have some people say to me, oh, I think it's terrible that the, Team GB has a union flag. Well, why shouldn't they have a union flag? You know, Team GB is essentially the United Kingdom, essentially. So why would it not be represented by the flag of the United Kingdom? That's the simple question. And there's only one reason why they wouldn't, because they want to undermine and demoralize us Brits. They want to strip us away from everything that we recognize as being British. So whether the authorities behind this in the British Olympic team, I mean, how did this happen? Who signed off on this one? At any point were politicians, involved? Did they not get any say in it? I mean, these British sporting bodies all get loads of taxpayers' money. So surely the taxpayer should have sight of the most basic thing, namely the skip that they, the kit rather, that they're going to be wearing for the games. And when you see it, trust me, if you thought the England football team one was bad, just wait till you see the Team GB one for the Olympics. So it's, none of this surprises me anymore, honestly. It's all about demoralizing us. It's all about dividing us. It's all about making us feel that there's something dirty, something to apologize for being British. Well, there's not. There is zero to apologize for. We have a proud history. We have an excellent flag. The sight of the Union flag fluttering in the breeze, you know, in the right context, can be very inspiring and very, very pleasant to see. Just like other nations have great pride in their national flags. It's totally understandable. It is an outward and visible representation of the broader national psyche. But that's what some people don't want. They don't want that. So, you know, in a way, I'm surprised they didn't try to include the trans flag or the LGBT rainbow. But instead, what they've done is they've taken the or Union Jack or Union flag and absolutely twisted it and warped it out of all shape. I will put an image up of the new flag to accompany this podcast, but I'm sure you'll be seeing plenty of it today in the media because it will provoke outrage from in certain quarters, but other people will say, listen, you stop being so old-fashioned. You got to move with the times. This new, exciting, unrecognizable Union flag is what we need. Hooray for Team GB. Let me tell you, if this is what they're going to use, I will most definitely not be supporting them. And I hope they fail miserably if that's the case, because no British athlete worth their salt would don this particular insignia and have any sense of pride in it. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It's a design of absolute shame. Thanks for listening.